Foreclosures go under the federal microscope.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Reports are today a government probe has found problems with foreclosures all across the banking system. At the same time, federal investigations continue into alleged shoddy legal filings. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live with the latest. Morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
Map out for us, if you will, where all these investigations are. I mean, these so-called robo-signings, I mean, that's where banks used inexperienced employees to sort of mass-produce these foreclosures and bad foreclosures. What's going on with those?
Well, right, there's sort of an alphabet soup of federal agencies now getting in on the act. The SEC, FHFA, the FBI, Justice Department, also HUD, that is Housing and Urban Development. In fact, HUD Secretary Sean Donovan told the Wall Street Journal that his agency found spotty practices across the banking system, from these robo-signings that you mentioned just to poor record-keeping on home loans. And this is important because during the housing boom, a lot of these mortgages were sliced and diced up into mortgage-backed securities. So if the underlying mortgages aren't where they're supposed to be, and I mean literally the mortgage notes can't be found, or they're just a mess, it could muck up foreclosures and make it harder to clean up toxic mortgage securities.
Mm. And we're already seeing this play out with investors, right, who bought those securities?
Right. This is why the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is calling on Bank of America to buy back $16 billion in bad mortgage-backed securities that the Fed Bank owns. B of A bought Countrywide Financial, which originated these securities. Guy Sakala of Inside Mortgage Finance explains the legal strategy this way.
Somehow they were duped and they didn't understand the risks associated with subprime mortgage-backed securities. They thought the underwriting would be taken care of properly, the foreclosure would be happening correctly. There have been a lot of these lawsuits, and so far, none of them have gone very far.
But, you know, it is true that all the investigations, including by state attorneys general, may give investors better ammo.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with us live this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Over in China today, the central bank raised interest rates for the first time in nearly 3 years. Officials say the move was necessary to combat inflation and to actually slow the Chinese economy down so it doesn't overheat. Let's do the numbers. Hey, some action on Wall Street right now. The S&P and NASDAQ each up more than 1%. The Dow higher now by 129 points at 11,108. European shares closed pretty much mixed today. Airline stocks are higher after Delta Airlines reported a 19% jump in passenger revenue. Boeing today said it made more than $800 million in the third quarter. Stock up now 2.5%. As I mentioned, global markets were flat today. The National League, the National Football League today, the NFL, is expected to talk about changes in disciplinary action. The league is getting a lot tougher about tackles. It comes just a few days after some dangerous football hits in last Sunday's games. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Last Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons went head-to-head against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Third down and six. Mob in trouble. It's over. Oh, big hit on DeSean Jackson.
A headbutt knocked out Eagle receiver DeSean Jackson. It's the kind of hit that has the NFL rethinking how to protect its players. The league has imposed bigger fines. On NBC last Sunday, former safety Rodney Harrison said previous fines did not deter him.
Fining me $5,000 or $10,000 really didn't affect me. If they're going to change the nature of these hits, you have to suspend guys.
Suspensions can cost a player hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they're about more than lost income. Suspensions can also threaten a starting spot on the team. University of Chicago professor Alan Sanderson follows the economics of sports.
If you're suspended, your place can be taken temporarily or maybe permanently down the road by somebody else.
Beginning this weekend, the NFL will start suspending players for getting too violent on the field. At the same time, Sanderson says the league is walking a fine line, trying not to alienate fans by making football too tame.
The fans like hard hits. Violence sells.
Violence may sell, but it also carries a cost. Kevin Guskowitz directs the Sport-Related Traumatic Brain Injury Center at the University of North Carolina. He's studied hundreds of retired NFL players.
Those with three or more concussions during their pro career were 5 times more likely to experience cognitive impairment that is believed to be a precursor then to Alzheimer's disease.
But Guskowitz says 9 out of 10 former players who enter his office say even with all the injuries, they would still have played professional football. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio.
In Britain, the prenuptial agreement has been mostly ignored. Until today, Britain's Supreme Court has validated the prenup for the first time. And as the BBC's Rebecca Singer reports, it stems from a high-profile divorce case.
She was a German heiress to a multi-million dollar fortune from her family's paper company. He was a French investment banker with J.P. Morgan. And when they married in London back in 1998, they signed a prenup, stating that if the marriage hit the rocks, husband and wife would make no financial claim against the other. But 4 years ago, when they filed for divorce, the English courts wouldn't accept the agreement and awarded him $9 million. Not willing to accept that, she took the case to the highest court in the land, where today they ruled in her favour. The president of the Supreme Court, Lord Phillips, said prenup agreements aren't normally binding in England, but that
the majority holds that in this case, the agreement was freely entered into, and that both husband and wife fully appreciated its implications.
Her husband still walks away with $1.5 million, and most of his debts will be paid off by his ex-wife. Today's ruling sets a precedent in Britain. Prenups can be enforced. However, the courts can still choose to ignore a prenup if it's considered unfair to children from the marriage. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
And finally, Italian designers Dolce & Gabbana are trying to find a new market after sales have dipped 13% this year. So D&G is getting deeper into the sports sponsorship ring. They've already been dressing some Italian football or soccer players. Now they're putting up some bling behind prize fighters in Milan. So the next time someone talks about D&G boxers, it might mean something a little different. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Did you ever notice there's a whole lot of frozen yogurt shops around? Yeah, it's tasty stuff, not too fattening either. But did you know they're a solid tenant in a shaky real estate market?
I think that's the attraction to the landlords is you can throw in a frozen yogurt store. They'll sign a one-year lease. They're able to have a tenant while they ride out this market.
Froyopalooza next time on Marketplace. It's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.